Welcome back to The Shaw. We're here with Dan Lenz of Law Forward, and we're talking about the state of our democracy in Wisconsin and various attacks on our right to vote and participate in our government. Dan, I want to spend this last half hour of this show tonight talking about former Justice Michael Gableman's search for I don't know what. Maybe you can help us all understand what he's doing. But for folks out there, let's start with how did Justice Gableman get involved and how has this process ballooned and where is it going? So let's just start out at the beginning.
Sure. So the beginning is the November 2020 general election, where President Biden won the state of Wisconsin by over 20,000 votes. Almost immediately after that election, there were a number of lawsuits, a number of challenges, both in state and federal court, all of which got thrown out. The results of the election were confirmed during a recount, and that recount was confirmed by the state Supreme Court.
Let me add one thing there, Dan. Let me just say, Senator Ron Johnson, also the Republican senator, told everybody in the state that Donald Trump lost because he didn't get enough Republican votes that other Republicans got. So it's not only the official reports, but it is also from the leading Republican senator who knew and said that President Trump lost and President Biden won. So if that's the case, and we know that President Biden won, what happened or how did Gableman get involved?
Well, once all the court cases were resolved, there was still a lot of appetite to have this election investigated and looked into, and there were conspiracy theories around it and allegations of malfeasance. So a lot of that went to the legislature, and the legislature, especially the assembly, authorized the Committee on Elections and Campaigns to begin an investigation, to run an investigation out of the legislature into what happened in the 2020 election and election officials and election administration. And to conduct that investigation, the committee, through Speaker Voss, first hired a couple of retired police officers. They resigned. And then in June of 2021, hired former Justice Michael Gableman to conduct some sort of investigation, theoretically on behalf of the committee. What happened, you know, skipping forward a little bit, in October, Mr. Gableman, started issuing a lot of subpoenas to cities, to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, to its administrator, Megan Wolf, for a lot of documents, and then some sort of deposition-like proceeding that he believed he was entitled to. And that kicked off a round of litigation because the Attorney General, on behalf of Administrator Wolf and the commission, filed suit in Dane County, pointing out that there's no provision in the relevant statutes to have the legislature or anyone on its behalf conduct a deposition. We conduct our legislative hearings out in the open, where the people can see what their elected representatives are doing and the issues that are being presented. That case continues to be out there. And in the meantime, Mr. Gableman issued any number of other quote unquote subpoenas. Speaker Voss recently said that he thinks he's seen 100 subpoenas. We've seen maybe 30 in the public, again, to the cities, to various staff members at the Elections Commission, to a commissioner, to the chairperson of the Elections Commission, and that happened in late December, as well as to private organizations for the first time. So to the manufacturers of tabulator machines and election equipment, and then at least to one nonprofit advocacy organization in the state that advocates on behalf of the Latinx community and low-wage workers in the immigrant population, seeking a lot of documents, a lot of financial information, a lot of information about their First Amendment activities. That group moved to intervene in the Dane County suit. And then around a little bit before that, actually, Mr. Gabelman also started his own lawsuit in Waukesha County against the mayors of Green Bay and Madison to try to either compel them to have this sort of deposition or to go to jail. And then most recently on Friday, Mr. Gabelman amended that case and brought in a bunch of other parties. So other city officials, WEC staff, another state staff person, and Chair Jacobs. So we'll see how that case all plays out. We'll see how the Dane County case plays out. The good news here is that Mr. Gabelman has withdrawn at least one of those subpoenas against the nonprofit organization that Bell Law Forward represents.
So that's sort of a broad overview. Let's sort of try to break down a little bit more. What has former Justice Gabelman said this whole search is about? You know, and I say that because the Legislative Audit Bureau did an audit of the election, wrote a report, and the Wisconsin Elections Committee responded to that. The Republicans led that audit review, and the Republicans confirmed that there was nothing there was no evidence of fraud, right, of any substantive meaning, and pointed out to some administrative questions that maybe some things could be better, and the Election Commission addressed it. So what is it that Gabelman is pushing for, and what do you think he's looking for in all these documents? Let's start with the private entity that you said, VOSIS, he withdrew the subpoena. What was he chasing there, and how was that related to whether or not, you know, the whole issue before us?
Well, it's hard to say, in part because the subpoenas that Mr. Gabelman issues and his public statements change a lot. So at some point he indicated that he was going to look into issues involving special voting deputies. At some point he indicated that he was looking into voter machines. And at some point he indicated that he's looking into the use of grant funding during the 2020 election cycle. He did issue on November 10th of 2021, an interim report that didn't make a lot of findings, or really any findings, but restated a lot of vague allegations about the 2020 election, things that we've seen, as you said, in the LAB report, things that were litigated after the 2020 election, things that have really been debunked pretty thoroughly at this point by everyone who's looked at them. The subpoenas that he sends out are really copy and paste jobs. So the subpoena that Voces got, for example, was a similar subpoena that was sent to clerks and other city officials in cities around the state. It doesn't give us a lot of direction as to what he's looking for. What we do know, unfortunately, is that Mr. Gabelman has chosen to employ as his staff a lot of people who have pushed conspiracy theories, people who pushed to overturn the election through litigation, people who currently have claims going against the state involving the 2020 election. And quite frankly, Mr. Gabelman made this himself, people who do not know anything about elections in the state of Wisconsin. You know, people who have come in from outside and just don't know that much about election administration, how it works here.
So in terms of the scope of these documents, is there a theme to these requests, and how does it relate to democracy or elections in Wisconsin, period?
The only theme that goes through all the requests we've seen are that they seem to be based in the same debunked theories that we've seen over and over again about grant funding, about election machines, about undue influence by outside groups. Things that we know were legal, things that we know were done with the approval of the Elections Commission in various cities, that were done with the approval of city councils, and then by the courts. So that's what we see over and over again. You know, he's looking at voting machines. We know voting machines work properly. They're audited thoroughly. They're kept under tight security. He's looking at grant funding. We know from both before the election, after the election, that grant funding is lawful. So that's really what he's after, we think. I should say that, you know, Law Forward represents the city of Green Bay. The city of Green Bay has turned over 20,000 pages of election-related materials to Mr. Gableman. Other cities have released public information. There's a lot of information out there. This is not being done in secret. These are public entities, and they deliver information that their voters deserve to know. But I don't think the investigation is really a serious look at anything. It appears just to be a regurgitation of stuff we've already seen that's been put to bed.
Is there a sense that this is simply just to continue the discussion? Or do you sense that there is a real desire by former Justice Gableman to finally get to some place, and or Speaker Voss? I mean, do we know what they're saying to each other?
We don't know what they're saying to each other, in part because, as we know from a series of lawsuits in Dane County, they've kept very few records, no emails. This is at least what they've told the court, that there's no written communication. They're not getting regular reports or anything like that. I think I have my own theories. I don't want to assume what's in Mr. Gableman's head or Speaker Voss's head, but from everything we've seen, this does not appear to be a serious investigation, in part because we know the truth, as it's been confirmed, as you said, again and again and again, by nonpartisan actors, by partisan actors, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, with whom we disagree on everything, issued their own report and found no substantial fraud. It's not a serious investigation because, quite honestly, we know what happened in 2020.
So, you know, this issue of, I'll put it this way, I've heard that there's been a discussion as to whether or not former Justice Gableman even has a valid contract going forward. What's the status on that issue?
Yeah, so that's a very interesting one. What we know is that January 21st, Mr. Gableman was ordered by the Dane County Court to turn over a current contract, and he didn't. He turned over an old contract that had expired at the end of the year. He's been asked again and again and again by various respondents to his process to produce some sort of contract to give us some showing that he continues to be authorized to act on behalf of the assembly, and he's yet to do so. I believe after the state of the state on Tuesday, Speaker Voss once again indicated that they're working on some sort of contract, but they don't have final terms. But as far as we know right now, Mr. Gableman does not have a contract with Speaker Voss and to act on behalf of the assembly.
Do we know how much he's spent taxpayer money to date?
We don't have a current figure to date. We know that he pays himself $10,000 a month in taxpayer dollars. He pays other members of his staff roughly the same, other lawyers and investigators who work for him. I would be surprised if at the end of this process, he has not used up all $676,000 that were allocated.
We're talking here about the Gableman search for who knows what. And we're going to come back on the other side. And I want to just spend the last section talking to you, Dan, about this deposition and depositions not in the public arena. So we'll be back talking about democracy in Wisconsin.